I hope someone's taking a picture and send it to our bulletin. Yeah, I'd like to take a selfie with them. Graduates, bow your heads as we pray God's blessing on you. Lord, most kind and gracious Father of us all, as we celebrate your Son's triumph over sin, Satan, and death, we ask you to bestow your manifold blessings on our graduating seniors from high school and college in the class of 2021. As they begin a new chapter in their lives and embark on a journey that will lead them to the fulfillment of their vocation in life, help them in all things. Lead them to all that is good. Protect them from harm. Through the intercession of our patron, the Queen of the Miraculous Medal, may these graduates always know your will and have the courage to choose it over all things. Bless them as they go forth to further study, to join the workforce or the armed forces, and one day may they become faithful spouses, loving parents, or holy priests and religious according to your will. We ask you to bless the work of their parents and grandparents, family and friends, teachers, coaches, and mentors who have helped them to reach this mighty milestone. Shower upon them the help of their patron saints and guardian angels to watch over these graduates always and to bring them one day to eternal life. May the Catholic faith and the sacraments be kept always alive in their hearts, reminding them of your great love in this life and the next. And may Almighty God bless the class of 2021 in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You'll need this for where you're going. It's a jungle out there, yes. But stay right there. The deacon and I have a gift for you from the parish. So we'll do this the COVID way. He and I will stand on either side, and you can come right past us and take one as you go back to your seat. Let's hear it for the class of 2021. Yes. Many people wonder why Pentecost is called the birthday of the church. They say, why not Christmas? Why not Easter? Well, obviously, Jesus was too busy crying in his mother's arms on Christmas to go about founding a church. And on Easter, nobody was doing anything. All those apostles were hidden away in the upper room, so terrified that those who killed Jesus were next coming for them. No souls were added to the faith during that first Easter season because the apostles, though they kept seeing the risen Christ in various places, were not fully convinced and convicted that he truly was risen from the dead. And unless they had that power of conviction, they wouldn't be able to convince anyone else. The reason why Pentecost is the birthday of the church, because whereas no souls were added to the Christian faith that first Easter season, when with a mighty wind tongues of fire came down from heaven with the Holy Spirit, those fears were driven away, and finally the apostles were ready to get busy. And on that day alone, 3,000 souls were added to the faith, and our faith has been spreading like wildfire from those tongues of fire to every country, culture, and continent down through these 20 Christian centuries. That same Spirit was given to us at our baptism, strengthened us at our confirmation, and it is that Spirit of God that sends us forth to be disciples and to make disciples. That is why Pentecost will always be the birthday of the church. And this year, it marks for us a new beginning. It was 430 days ago that this church and every church across the country was locked and we were kept out. It was 370 days ago that we were let back in. And yet for all this time, people were allowed to stay away and to let fear get in the way of faith. But what we've learned in this crisis, my friends, is that worship is essential, that we can't live without the Eucharist, and we thankfully no longer have to. And so, my friends, with the Holy Spirit as the wind at our backs, let us go forth to regather this flock together, to find those that are afraid to come back, to find those who have lost their way, and to bring them all back to the table of the Lord that we might receive a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit of Pentecost, so that the gifts of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit may be ours, and we'll share them with those around us.